Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, where we engage with industry leaders to decode market trends, explore evolving investment strategies, and take a closer look at the world of alternative investment funds. Joining us today is Shekhar Daga, the head of private capital at ICICI Prudential AMC. Shekhar has navigated the full spectrum of investment management, from corporate lending and structured finance to private equity, as well as distressed assets. Well, Shekhar, we're delighted to have you on the show. Thanks a lot for joining in.
Thank you, Nigel. It's my pleasure to be here.
What's your take on the current global as well as the domestic investment climate? And what's the most exciting opportunity you're tracking right now?
I think it's one of the most difficult times to predict, because every day we wake up and get something on X. Mm-hmm. We don't know which way the world is moving. I think our focus has been like more bottom up, like where we feel opportunities, which looks very interesting to us, and where we believe like investors should be looking at more at capital protection, because the volatility is something, if somebody is not willing to bear that, I think he should look at products which are more like capital protected and should give a steady state return. So we believe in credit, or maybe in the real estate, like in the kind of office yield spectrums, it gives a kind of more yield products, think of it, where it will give you a steady state return over a longer period of time.
How do you define private capital today? And if you could tell us, what makes this space especially compelling in the current market environment?
It's a very wide canvas, actually, right from private equity, venture capital, private credit, special situation funds. So it's a basket of assets which are privately invested. Typically, we look at a capital allocation of an individual in investment at a 50-50 in equity or debt, or a 60-40 in favor of equity debt. What has transformed in last few years, maybe post-COVID more so, investors are looking at private investment within their asset allocation as well, both in equity and debt. So today, if you look at it, somebody will look at like, I will do a 40% of listed equity, 40 of listed debt, and maybe a 20 of private side of investment in equity. The way I think in my mind, like in the public equities, you have a large cap, mid cap and small cap universe. And the people who want to get the extra alpha or return will generally look at a more small cap opportunity. So that's the kind of in our world, if you look at it. If you want to take that extra 18-24, you have to take that extra bit of risk, actually. And if you want to sleep right and everything, you can look at an asset which have lower volatility, which is more larger companies and more mid-cap companies. If you want to take high risk, there's a different spectrum of assets out there.
Which brings us back to the other point. Now, explain to us the landscape of private credit here in India.
So private credit, if you look at it, is a buzzword which came in last 4-5 years. But if you just rewind back 20 years in India, it's always been there, because Indian sponsors have been always capital light, actually. They will need capital to grow their businesses. Historically, banks used to provide that kind of capital in India. But post GFC, the banking regulation got tightened even in India. And over the last 15 years, RBI, rightly so, has tightened how a bank money can be used. Today, if you want to borrow money from a bank, you can only use for two purposes, which is either working capital or capital expenditure. If you look at it from banks, the baton was transferred to the NBFCs to look at lending. And NBFCs also did a big bit of private credit for a good 8-10 years, more so in real estate rather than corporate credit. The issue in India is that credit as a market is very illiquid. When you invest in a security, you assume that you can sell it very easily. Unfortunately, it's very difficult in a bad market to liquidate any kind of a debt security. What this has transferred is that everything has pivoted to the AIFs, actually, which is Category 2 funds as regulated by SEBI. And also, there are global funds who have come into India in private credit, actually. Now, if you look at it, private credit per se, what kind of funds are available in India? You have a performing private credit fund, you have a real estate credit fund, you will have a special situation credit fund, or you will have a distress fund. And maybe the last bit would be a venture debt, which is also a credit to a startup companies. So the spectrum is very wide. And if each vertical or silo has a different risk reward attached to it. So investors have to think like, how my portfolio allocation within that I should allocate in these buckets.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's talk about a more macro perspective then. With central banks, you know, walking a tightrope between growth as well as inflation, how should investors approach portfolio allocation across different asset classes?
Today, if you invest in a bank FD in India, you get about 6.5-7% at best. Mm. and a mutual fund, which is the safest in the mutual fund out there, would be between 7 to 8% net of expenses.
Yeah.
Now, post-tax, the return to the investors will become like 4-4.5%. Now, the investors are looking to juice up this return. And what we believe, like, as an asset allocation, assuming you have 100 rupees in debt, you will keep most of your money in a safer asset, maybe 50-60%, which you can use it overnight and everything. Maybe on the 30-40% of the bucket, you can think of an allocation in various asset classes in the credit, actually. So think of it, if you want to play some distressed position, you can put 5% in a distressed fund. Performing credit is something which is relatively safer because there are larger companies where you lend to. So my recommendation would be the investor who has this pool of money in the current environment of interest regime where we are in India, I think they have to kind of mix back the collateral. Maybe some who want to do a conservative approach will do more performing credit, and somebody who wants to take a call on maybe higher risk can go to a distressed side of the business.
Well, that was an incredibly insightful conversation. Thanks a lot, Shekhar, for coming on the show and for walking us through the nuances of private capital and also the evolving opportunities in this space itself. And to our listeners, well, we hope this gives you a deeper understanding of how complex investments are managed and where value can be created. Thanks for tuning in to Navigate with HSBC.